I'm speaking with Sarah Pierce, U.S. row crops launch lead for Monsanto. We are talking about Monsanto's drought tolerance trait receiving import approval from China. First of all, why don't you just give me the background on that? This happened just about a month ago.
Yeah, we were excited to receive that final approval. And what it's really done for us is that the farmers who had purchased Drought hybrids in 2013 and have it on their farms right now had signed a stewardship agreement saying that they would make sure to keep the grain domestic until we had all final import approvals. And so with this announcement, it basically freed them of their obligations that they had committed to, and that they're able to market their grain more broadly as they see fit.
Well, let's talk about the Groundbreakers program, which has been working on this for a couple of years now, right? Tell us a little bit about what the Groundbreakers program is and what role that has played in the Drought Guard hybrids.
Sure. Our Groundbreakers program is really a large-scale on-farm trial that we conduct with our growers. And so it's an early look at the technology, and the growers get to experience it firsthand. And so we learn from their experiences, their feedback. It really helps drive our decisions in terms of products to move forward, and really helps that hands-on process so that we understand how best to position this technology going forward. And so in 2012, we used about 250 groundbreakers in the Western Great Plains that were able to have this on their farm. And we really utilized their feedback and learned from their experiences to position this product most appropriately in 2013 and as we go forward.
And, of course, last year was a pretty significant year as far as a hybrid like this. How did it perform last year, and have you been pleased with the performance?
We've been very pleased with the performance. Last year, on average, our growers experienced about a 5-bushel yield advantage over competitive products. And what's great about the Drought Guard hybrids are that while they perform well in water-limited conditions, they also maintain top-end yield potential in those years where we have normal weather conditions.
You also have some other things in the R&D pipeline besides drought tolerance. Talk a little bit about those.
This was part of our yield and stress platform in which we work, collaborate with BASF, and we do have multiple different projects in the pipeline. This was the first one that we've launched and brought commercial as part of that program.
Well, and it's important because farmers are always looking for more ways to protect their yield and manage their risk, right?
Right. I mean, we really view these changing climates that we've been working in, you know, it really creates more complexity and challenging environments for our farmers. And so we're consistently kind of looking for what are those options that we could provide farmers to help them manage their risk. And Drought Guard, I think, is delivering specifically on that objective.
All right, Sarah, is there anything else you'd like to add about this topic?
I think what really makes Genuity Drought Guard hybrids unique is that it's part of a system. So we take into account, you know, selecting for the best drought-tolerant characteristics, then having the industry's first biotechnology trait, and looking at ideal agronomic practices. It's really in that combination that allows the plant to use less water and to be more efficient with the water that is available. So we feel really good about the solution that we're bringing to farmers and having another tool available to them to help them mitigate their risk.
Well, and it is great also to see companies like Monsanto and BASF working together to help farmers get the most out of every acre.
Exactly. The last point I think I would make is we, you know, anticipate growth in the Western Great Plains as we look at 2014, but we're also taking the technology eastward to where market opportunity and product portfolio align. So we'll be doing some additional grower trials and testing in kind of eastern geography to really understand how this product performs and how the technology fits in the different environments.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Sarah Pierce, Monsanto U.S. Row Crops Launch Lead. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.